You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Okay.
Oh!
We got it.
Okay.
It's John Peterson and Gordy Young in the morning.
Yep.
And in the afternoon from 2 until 5, Matt Rothschild's going to be filling in for me this afternoon.
Yes.
But, yeah, doing the mornings, doing the afternoons. Dominic Lee behind the controls this morning.
I'll also be in the afternoon today as well.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a cloudy day. It's going to stay cloudy through the day. Maybe some sprinkles or showers along the way this afternoon and this evening. The high near 48. Right now, 38. Okay.
All right. So Lynn out in Golden Valley suggests in a text here, Ukraine should add to the proposal that the Trump brand shall forever be banned in Russia. That Trump and his grifter kids can never travel to or do business with,
wow,
or obtain funds or loans from anyone speaking Russian as a native tongue. Well, I think, you know what? That covers it, Lynn.
Yeah.
You've nailed it. There's no way out of that lock.
And see if Trump is willing to offer up something.
Yeah.
Or offer something up.
Okay. Well, you never know.
Thank you.
Well, that's good stuff. All right.
Thank you, Lynn. Let's see. We got a phone call coming in there.
Oh, we do.
Tom.
Okay.
All right. Oh, it's Catherine Lake, I believe.
Do we have an intro for Catherine?
Well, let's stand by.
Let's see if we have
here
one
we
here for her. Stand we have music by. All over the place
here
with AI.
Okay. Okay. All right. It's a...
I think this is one of the funniest ones.
I love it. It's just...
Good morning, Catherine.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Oh, hi.
I actually didn't want to be on the air. I just wanted to talk to you real quick, Gordy. Really, really quick.
Okay.
Just you, okay? Just
all right.
You,
just you. Gordy.
Everybody else, stop listening.
Yeah, listen. Okay. Did you tell John yet? I heard you mention that you're not going to be on the air.
I did.
Yeah.
I did mention something to John about why I was not going to be on the air. Yes. Why?
Okay. Because I just wanted to make sure that.
Do you want
to? It was okay. I just wanted to make sure he knew that.
Yeah.
It was okay that the fact that I'm taking you and not him to see Paul.
Well, I was a little angry. I wasn't included, like a third ticket or something like
he's
that.
He's there.
But... He's right here.
Don't listen. I'm sorry.
Catherine.
I was trying not
to
pay attention.
Privacy. Oh my God.
So should we
mention?
John, should we mention
it's not,
that?
It's nothing to do with your politics or anything.
Oh, I know that.
It's just that Gordy is a huge fan of the Beatles, like I'm a huge fan.
Yes. So
it's a bucket list thing.
It's a bucket list thing. So, yeah, we're going to Paul McCartney tonight in Chicago.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a
complaint.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
This
yeah.
guy is addicted to the Beatles.
Of course I am. Yeah.
He's a little addicted. Thanks for letting him have the afternoon.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do without him?
He's going to have Matt Rothschild.
We're going to talk about Paul McCartney all afternoon.
Okay. Excellent.
It's hey, Paul McCartney's life on our program. Oh, too bad you're going to miss it, man.
Yeah, you know, I've always been a Beatle fan.
Where is he playing?
He's playing at the United Center in Chicago tonight and tomorrow night.
All right.
And in fact, I believe, I'm not sure now, because they always extend these tours, but I think tomorrow night is his last show of this particular tour or this particular leg of the tour or whatever. But yeah, tonight at the United Center, McCartney. It's going to be great.
Oh, great.
I saw him there in 2002 at the United Center, but Catherine has never seen him. So, yeah. On her bucket
and I,
list.
And you know, I'd gone to Milwaukee to see Ringo Starr.
I know. Yeah.
And that's the one Beatle you haven't seen.
I have not seen Ringo. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Of the remaining Beatles, right. Never saw George or John. Although I was in the lottery for getting tickets for the concert for Bangladesh back in 1970.
Wow.
You had to call a lottery. There were two shows in New York City at the Madison Square Garden, but I did not get a ticket.
Ah.
And I got in the Got in the lottery, but yeah. My number didn't come up or whatever.
You're going to make up for it by going to McCartney twice now.
Excuse me.
All right.
Jeez, if I'm all choked up here. But you got me a Ringo T-shirt, which was very nice. So,
T-shirt, yeah.
What size are you? Well, maybe I'll see if I can get any swag
there.
Well,
I'm always an extra large. But,
okay,
buddy. But one thing you don't know, it took 3 hours to stand in line to get these.
Really?
The whole thing here is, you find this stuff out. But you're looking at the paraphernalia up there, and the line is moving very slowly along. And then you look at the front of the line, and you're thinking, well, what's taking all this time?
Right.
Everybody is trying the shirts on.
Oh, come on.
Or the jackets.
Really?
Or whatever it is, they're trying it on.
God.
And it's usually, I got to say this, it's usually the women that want to try the shirts on. And that's okay.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
The sizing, they're usually men's T-shirts, and, women have to try these on to see how it looks, how it works.
I get it. Yeah. That's all right.
I wish they made more women's T-shirts so that at least they had a choice in all of this.
Exactly.
My wife is always complaining about that. Yeah. So, and if I could stop the complaining.
Okay.
I'm trying to get,
what?
John and Gordy T-shirts.
I know
in women's sizes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Yeah, we're working on that.
No, you aren't.
Okay.
But
so anyway, I'll have
a report on that.
A report on that sometime later this week on Paul McCartney. See, we're not. Matt Rothschild is filling in for us tomorrow morning.
Yes, yes, we will.
So
be here
tomorrow afternoon, though, we'll be back in the afternoon together,
right.
And I'll give you my little report by then. It was a great show.
Hey, don't work on it too long. God.
Okay.
It was great. I really enjoyed myself. I had some food. I think you should looked at me. I suppose you're going to take some really good pictures.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I took a great little clip of Ringo.
Oh, didn't you?
Singing, Octopus's Garden, I think.
Okay.
Yellow Submarine. It was Yellow Submarine.
Yellow
that
Submarine.
I did. Yeah.
Big hit for the Beatles, yes. Like most of their songs.
Yes, you mean the Fab Four Mop Tops, those
lads
from
Liverpool?
Yes.
See,
I always have that down because way back when, and for years and decades after, they always described the Beatles as the lads from Liverpool,
right.
The Fab Four. The mop tops.
Yes, I know.
And it was like, it just drove me crazy. Just say the Beatles. We know who they are. We're familiar with them.
Oh, yeah.
My God. All right.
You haven't been over to my apartment lately. You were there once when I first moved in, but I have a little Beatles corner now.
Oh, no.
I have a number of books and tapes and paraphernalia and different things from the Beatles, which I'll be adding to, tonight, but it's nice. I got more books than I remember that I have on the Beatles.
So a little Beatle memorial,
Beatle
in
playing
your home.
Cards, yeah, a memorial, yeah.
I got
playing cards from the movie Help. Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, playing cards. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Playing cards, not just collector cards,
no.
Like bubblegum cards.
No, they're playing cards. Yeah.
Huh.
I got a few other trinkets. Yeah.
I actually have. Kind of a Lego version, but they're not Legos, but they're similar to that. But the Beatles, Yellow Submarine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do have something like that. It's really cool. I love it.
Do you have it on display?
I do. I think I do. I have it in our cabinet in the living room.
Okay.
Where we have some Legos. It has a glass door, so you can really see in, but it doesn't gather a lot of dust.
I have to show that to me sometime. Right. My semi-annual visit over to your house.
Well, you're just afraid to come over because of the Kraken.
Yeah. Dog is freaks me out, man.
She's pretty active, But here's the thing. Back in the old days, when they had the Fab Four Mop Tops, those lads from Liverpool, the Beatles.
Here they are.
There was another camp. That were into the Rolling Stones.
Oh, sure, of course. That was the
rivalry.
They set them up as the rivals.
Yes.
Although they were all friends with each other.
And my best friend at the time was a big fan of the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
And I kind of sided with him on just the edginess. And some of the creativity that they had.
Yeah.
Not like the Beatles didn't have it. I mean, that was a given, you know. That was just a foregone conclusion. But, you know, when the Stones came out with stuff and really created that atmosphere they had, like on Satanic Majesties,
I
was just sold on it.
Yeah.
And I know Satanic Majesties was supposed to be a Christmas album. I mean, seriously, that was a big failure.
Right. But they had some great music.
They did.
Unbelievable.
They really did.
A little rougher, a little rawer than the Beatles, you know, as they went along.
Yeah. But the thing that bothers me more now is listening to Mick Jagger say, oh, I hated that album. I hated those songs. Those are really not very good, you know.
Yeah.
Like Between the Buttons and they had those really good songs. You know, the thing is, other British recording artists would do a lot of those songs off of those albums and had number one hits, top 10 hits with them.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mick Jagger, well, I hate those songs. That wasn't very good.
Well, Satanic Majesty, that song, that album, was kind of an answer to the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper.
Yes, it was.
Because it was a, you know, it was a concept album.
Yep.
You know, so the album cover, everything to it, you know.
I have the original.
Had a theme.
Original album, yeah.
Oh, that's probably.
The 3D album cover.
Oh, man, that's probably worth something.
That is cool.
Okay. How do we get off on, okay, we're talking Beatles and Stones. Are we going to get to the Who next? The Kinks? British Invasion?
Well, we could get to the
Jerry
Who,
and the Pacemakers? The Herman's Hermits?
No.
Oh, God.
No. But I did like Herman's Hermits.
Did you really?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing with the Stones, they treated Herman's Hermits like little kids, and they took responsibility for Herman's Hermits.
They did?
Yeah.
I had never heard that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, they would open for him at some concerts.
Oh, okay.
So they felt, this little kid, we got to take care of him out there on stage. And they watched out for him.
I think Peter Noon still tours as, you know.
Yeah.
As the
I know he's
Hermits.
On Sirius XM.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Does a show on there.
You guys got to be DJs. I mean, you guys know so much music.
We were there.
Yes.
At a time.
We've been that, done that.
Yeah.
Where's Ringo?
Yes.
The whole English
I watched the scene.
Thing.
You can see it on YouTube. There's a great scene from Hard Day's Night that they now have clipped with George Harrison going into this modeling agency. You remember that part of the movie?
Yeah.
It's just terrific. It's really the whole scene.
A great interchange.
It really is. And George Harrison is hysterical in this thing.
Yeah.
But he's playing it so straight. And you know, all these jokes are flying by. And it's just the way he plays it is really good. Yeah. Anyway,
but
that's my critique.
But the real dramatic moment was Ringo, you know, where he was thinking and he's walking along the beach or
the
riverside or something. Yeah, he was really, really down. And that was a dramatic,
terrific scene.
I had to get over that. It took me a week.
And the story behind that scene is he was horribly hungover. He had gone out drinking all night long, and then he had to do this very dramatic scene.
Yeah.
And it turned out great.
It did.
Because he was so hungover. Yep. Anyway. All right. Let's get back on track. 19 minutes past the hour.
Did we forget our stories?
I think
we did.
So. We did. Yeah. Thanks. We'll get to those next on John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Ooh, I like the way it builds.
Yeah. Great song.
And horns, too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Paul McCartney tonight at the United Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be there. Catherine Lake will also be there. I'll give you a complete report tomorrow afternoon.
Okay? Well, that would be fantastic to hear. And I know that, you know, a lot of people have their stories about the Beatles and Stones and music that they remember in the past. So let's check and see what CJ has to say to us this morning.
CJ, what's your Beatles story? Go ahead.
Well, I like some of their music, but I hate their politics.
Of course.
Yeah, I guess you guys could have assumed that. But, you know, I was told I've watched the shakeup at Civic, and I was told that hosts were not supposed to take my calls, and I'm wondering if that just gives you guys the writing on the wall, too. you keep taking my call. But I really enjoy your show, even though I love that every once in a while you don't always preach to the choir and you let me voice my opinion. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, that's the point. You know,
where did the other hosts go that you got fired?
You know, things change in the radio business. I got to tell you, CJ, that both Gordy and I have been in that position so many times that I wake up nights screaming.
Yeah, and I, you know, they've moved on. It's not for us to really say what they're up to or what they're going to do. We don't really, you know, I don't know.
We're the last ones to know, actually.
Right.
So, you know, we're just filling in. We're doing what we can. That's
yeah. And we wish them, you know, they're friends of ours, and we wish them all the best, we hope the best for their futures too. So,
we like anybody that's in the radio business because it's a tough business to be in, and we admire anybody who's sticking it out.
Well, and that, you know, the other thing we've always heard on the way up, you know, coming through the business, you really haven't earned your stripes until you've been fired like 3 times.
Right, exactly.
We've been fired more than 3 times.
That's right. We've been through hell and back.
Right. So, we're still here.
But thanks for asking, for CJ.
Okay. Back to the phones. Let's see what's on Dick's mind. Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning. I probably like their politics as much or maybe even more than their music. The Beatles.
Yep.
This past weekend, into this news now of the Great Peace Plan.
Oh, unbelievable.
I'm starting to think that actually Trump's the communist, because he's playing the part of Neville Chamberlain with this deal. Mm-hmm.
I know this is true. This is really appeasement to Russia. I can't. Why aren't we making that comparison? Right. I mean, Dick, you made it. Finally, somebody's bringing this up.
It's terrible. They're asking them to give up land that Russia hasn't even conquered in the war.
Yeah. Right.
And this gets the Neville Chamberlain Award from me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they can't join NATO, and they can't have a certain number of troops, and they can't hold on to their mineral rights. They have to share it with the U.S. and Russia.
So it's obvious. It's been quiet for a couple of weeks about this whole subject.
Right.
And now, obviously, Putin's been working him nonstop behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And here we are.
I know. Oh, well. It's really disappointing, and I feel bad for Zelensky because he has to go around acting like he's working this deal, but he can't be serious. My God, he can't be serious.
Dick, thanks for that call.
Yeah.
And phone lines are back open if you want to jump in. 608-879-8255. I mean,
Marco Rubio's out there like Mr. Peacemaker.
Yeah.
You know, and this is the worst possible deal anyone could ever imagine. They should just leave this thing alone, walk away, give us some confidence in what could happen in this world. My God.
You know, one thing we haven't really touched on since the weekend was Marjorie Taylor Greene hanging it up, you know, announcing that she's no longer on the Trump team, on the Trump train.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. She's going to retire at the end of the year.
Yeah, that was really surprising.
Yeah, it was kind of unexpected, but she's sticking to her guns. And,
well, you know, as soon as the MAGAs are affected by Trump policies, they change their minds for some reason, or they start wondering, maybe this isn't the best idea.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to the agreement of trying to come up with a way to extend the tax credits for the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Mm-hmm. It just seems strange that now all of a sudden there are a lot of Republicans changing their mind on this thing.
Yes.
Because it is so grotesquely outrageous, the amount that people will be paying. And by the way, that will destroy the economy in 2026, obviously. People won't have discretionary money anymore, and it'll slow down the economy dramatically. Mm-hmm. That's the way it is, and now they're finally realizing it, on top of all the tariffs.
Mm-hmm. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is just, you know, again, Trump is saying, well, you know, she's a nice person and everything. Yeah. But, oh, really?
But she's looking out for her kids.
Yeah.
Your kids can't afford to buy a house, a car, or anything.
Right. And she's heard from her constituents, and she's standing by all the victims of the Epstein files.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's right there with them.
And
she's
well, not, she should be.
Yes. So good for her on that, anyway. 29 past the hour. We've got a check of the Midwest Food and Farm Report, and then we're back with more of John and Gordy for Monday morning on WMDX.
Do-do. Mm-hmm. Oh, tree land. Do-do-do-do. Okay, I'll stop.
Please. Yeah. Cheese land.
It is Cheeseland, WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. Mm-hmm. We'll be back again in the afternoon. I'll be with Matt Rothschild this afternoon because, Paul McCartney is in concert in Chicago, and, you know.
I'll be there.
And our Beatle guy right here.
That's right. Be there with a Beatle report.
Beatle report.
The show's tonight. Gonna have some fun, and then I'll be back tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
So,
there all you right. Go. You know, we were talking about this horrific peace deal.
Oh man.
With Russia and Ukraine, and it's so bad and so dumb. And Marco Rubio should be embarrassed, but he isn't anymore. He sold his soul a long time ago. I can't believe this is actually being discussed. This should have been outright rejected.
You know what I can't believe is they've released so many details of it here over the last few days.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
28 point.
Right. It's all out there now. You would think that would be all under wraps until they actually sit down and start negotiating.
And they haven't done that yet.
But
well, this is negotiated between Trump and Putin.
Putin. That's...
When Zelensky hasn't been included, and then he, you know, gets to see it.
Great.
Now here it is. There's a little summary, AI summary of it. This plan proposed by Trump. why? Okay, wrong time, wrong president. He would. It would require Ukraine to cede territory and limit its military in exchange for security guarantees and economic reintegration for Russia.
Okay.
I don't know why that's even a part of it.
Right.
Ukraine's president stated his openness to dialogue, emphasizing that any peace steps must be effective and workable. Early negotiations in 2022 did not result in a signed agreement. It wasn't as bad as this. Mm. They have added to it, obviously, quite a few points of interest that locks in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. They can't do anything.
Do people remember Russia invaded Ukraine?
Yes.
They came in and started this whole thing.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, again, I don't know why other people aren't bringing it up, but I think this plan shows how afraid Putin is of NATO and the NATO countries. Mm-hmm. And having Ukraine as a part of the NATO countries is just a huge fear that this guy has.
Yeah.
And I think that that puts us at a power advantage. And I don't know why the Trump administration doesn't see that as something they should play on and work with. Yeah. I don't know. It just seems crazy, doesn't it?
But Trump hasn't been a fan of NATO because of the money again. You know, we put money on. Yeah. They don't put enough money into it. The other countries.
See, that's,
you know. And
so Putin is playing off of that.
Yeah, he wanted to break up NATO in his first term and, you know, have the U.S. pull out of it.
So, and you're right, you know, he doesn't really have a value set for NATO. He just, you know, it's there, they're not paying their fair share, all this other stuff, all this baggage. And instead, he should say, you know what, this guy's afraid of NATO.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And go forward and start supplying Ukraine with the missiles that they need and the military that they need. Now, CJ texted us. Okay. Yeah, he texted. He said, if
Zelensky
reluctantly agrees to it and Putin doesn't accept it, I believe Trump will allow the cruise missiles for Ukraine, which is kind of a good thought. Well. And he also says it's a way back Putin. It backs Putin into isolation.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, again, we have to wait and see how this all plays out, now that it's all out there.
So CJ holds off on the same comments in a text. Wouldn't be bad if the phone call included this kind of sane commentary. All right. All right. Well, now I'm not asking for him to call right now.
No. Okay.
All right. So anyway, the peace plan is huge. I mean, this is what everybody's talking about. This is it.
Yeah.
And because it's so outrageous and so stupid that we had to talk about it here, and Marco Rubio is like, you know, he gives me the creeps. He has sold his soul in such a major way. Mm-hmm. My God.
Well, and Trump, you know, according to CNN, the headline is Trump. Something good may be happening, unplanned to end Ukraine war. So they're all thinking this is going to be a good thing, and everybody seems to be able to come to the table, and we're going to figure out the finer points of it, and we'll walk away with a peace deal this week.
I think this...
there's a lot of optimism.
This
here.
Summary that I gave here that starts off saying, this plan proposed by the Trump administration says it all. I mean, that is just hands down bad.
Yeah?
It's just a bad idea. Mm. All right. Well, you know, I just, I don't know where they're going to go with this. It just drives me crazy.
Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. You can always text us on the Civic Media app, free to download, free to use.
There's another big story out there, and it's the H-1B visas, all right? The H-2B visas, I know that one, but the H-1B visas... allow people to come into this country and they get hired into the better jobs, the higher paying jobs.
Okay.
And there seems to be, because of the crackdown on immigration, that there are very few people applying for the H-1B visas at this point. So they're starving the supply of people coming into this country.
I see.
Now, it's not like we're going to replace all American workers with the H-1B visas, but it does help to have some of them in this country and maybe keep them eventually and have them add to the economy as well. And that's what immigration does to our great country. But because they're cutting down on that and a lot of people aren't joining up and they're not applying for it, you know why? Is because there is now a cost to those H-1B visas. It goes from $2,000 to $5,000 to $100,000 in order to get those H-1B visas.
$100,000.
Yeah, Trump is kind of taxing it.
He's pushing.
Yeah.
Wow. Kind of a big
step. So rather than creating American jobs, this fee undermines our global competitiveness and creates an uneven playing field that discourages entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And it just goes without saying. I mean, you would think that would be, that would occur to you right away, and you wouldn't propose something like this. But they did, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And it affects companies of all sizes. This is not just for the larger companies.
Right. I mean, those prices are unbelievable for those
businesses. Isn't that crazy?
That's nuts.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What okay? I'm just I can't remember now, but what is it? $100,000 for the gold card?
Is for the Trump card?
The Trump card? No, for if you want to be a citizen, you buy you buy it.
Yeah.
Or is it is it $10 million? The Trump gold card.
$100,000.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Buy your way into the country? That seems that seems so un-American.
Right?
Doesn't it?
It does.
Wow.
It's absolutely crazy.
All right. You know, I wrote this a long time ago, and I'm going to post it here now that we've heard from CJ and all those people that just love Trump. I wrote, and I guess I was really angry with Trump at the time, more so than most times.
Yeah.
Trump's mind is a swirling cesspool of misinformation and outright hallucinations. I guess I think I was right.
So far, everything Makes sense to me. Yeah.
He posted something that just made me react to it. And this is so over the top. I wouldn't be surprised some megas will give this guy up and just walk away like CJ. You know, once I read this post, I'm sure he'll change his mind. Okay. Well, I can hope anyway.
Sure.
Okay. This is a stinking pile of lunacy I write here, as only Trump can write. The Democrats want illegal aliens, many of them violent criminals, to receive free health care. The Democrats want $500 million to help radical left news outfits. The Democrats want to leave dead people on Medicaid and Social Security rolls.
Mm.
Okay. Now, you know what? I'm okay with that because they're not collecting anything. I'll leave them there. They're not doing anybody any harm at this point. He writes, because the criminals can't continue to be allowed to receive that payment and steal their money. That doesn't happen. Okay. The Democrats want to cut billions of dollars from our once vulnerable rural hospitals, which we fixed by giving them the largest cash infusion ever. That's called a payment. You're actually buying these people. You know, you cut all this money. The rural hospitals are affected badly. So you take some of my tax money and pay them so you look good in the rural communities.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Mm. All right. Just mad about that. The Democrats want men playing in women's sports. Transgender for everybody. Yeah. This is, and everybody's in caps. Open borders. And perhaps most importantly of all, a five-letter word. Crime. They like it, and we don't. Okay. And so many other things that will destroy America, these are one of them. We cannot let this happen.
Yeah.
There you go. So that is
well written, Peterson.
Well, that's Trump saying all that
I know.
Stuff. But my commentary around it.
Right. We got a comment here from Lynn in Golden Valley. No, it's 10 million. She says, forever it has been $1 million investment gets you a green card.
Better researcher than me. Wow.
Okay.
Is it? Is it? Well, it's $10
million. Okay.
Yeah. And that's what I thought it was, but I wasn't sure. It was so over the top, ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Matt in Middleton also is talking about Trump and MAGA. Yeah. Trump and MAGA are aligned with Russia politically and want that system here. So they don't want Putin to lose or be seen as weak because it'll reflect on MAGA and the autocratic movement globally.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, you know, Trump has decided with Putin all along.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
In fact, he even let him say that, you know, Russia was invaded by Ukraine. He let that happen.
Right.
We can kind of see through that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Let's see here.
What's that?
Do you have something?
1 minute.
Oh.
we thought you wanted something.
It took us 2 minutes to say 1 minute. All right.
Okay. It must be a Monday. We're all just a little bit off here today.
Could be.
Yeah. Okay.
I've got these stories about women, men.
Yeah.
Dating.
Yeah.
Not so much.
All right. Really?
So.
Okay. All right, we'll find out more about that and wrap things up for this Monday in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with Dominic Lee, our producer, on WMDX. Coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning, and I just want to apologize to everybody.
Why?
I just had one of those kind of holiday weekends, you know, and I just wanted to kind of get off the politics. I just need a slight break from all of the politics.
Of course.
You know, I prepare a whole heck of a lot of stuff over the weekend, and I'm reading through it, and I'm looking at a lot of political stories that are just fantastic. fantastically interesting.
Yeah.
And I get wrapped up in them, and sometimes they're long speaking videos, and I'm just like, you know, and I just needed a break. And hey, I kind of carried that out throughout the show here, and I apologize for not getting all the big stories that I have lined up here. But
we get it, buddy.
I just wanted to, you know, just needed to, you know, just talk about the Beatles for a while.
Fair, man. Fair. Just,
well, I didn't tell you my one other Beatles story.
Oh, Aaron, yeah.
You want to hear one
yeah,
more?
Yeah, let's hear
okay.
it.
Yeah. When I was 10 years old, my sister was 14 at the time. We were living in Indianapolis. The Beatles were coming to the Indianapolis or the Indiana State Fair in Indianapolis.
Wow.
And my dad went out and he got a pair of Beatles tickets
to the
Indiana
man.
State Fair. And we're this all very your... excited. Whew. And he gave them to my sister and said, take whoever you want. Do you think she took me? No. She took her best friend, another girl.
Oh,
they
no.
went. And I was no. I was like, but I'm the Beatles fan. I was a bigger fan than she was.
Yes.
Even back then, even when they were brand new. Yeah, so she went to the show. Now, here's the other part of the story. She became traumatized because of all the screaming and the chaos and everything and never went to another rock show.
Oh, ever. Yeah. I mean, people were crazy in
it
the
was,
stands.
You know, remember what it was like.
It blew her mind. None of those. She didn't want to go back.
You know, they tried to warn security. When they were on tour, they were trying to warn the police and security ahead of time, like, hey, you need extra security for this. But a lot of, you know, security agents, whatever. It's just a kid's show, whatever.
I know as a kid, I couldn't believe that girls were screaming. Screaming like that.
Oh, I know. Well, I held it against my sister all these years. Like, why did you take me? The Beatles show. And I said, how were the seats? And, we were like in the 20th row. You know, it was great seats. Like, oh, man. But the screaming was just over the top.
Yeah.
Said you could hardly hear anything. It's just so loud.
Well, good luck.
Loud and screaming.
Know, at least you're getting back a little
going
bit.
Going to McCartney again, you know, tonight in Chicago. United Center.
I do have one big story, and I want to pass it along because I think this is so important.
Okay.
We're always talking about universal health care on this program.
Yeah.
And we're also talking ad nauseum about the tax credits that we want extended in the ACA, right? Well, get this. There's panic from the Republicans. House lawmakers have pitched a bipartisan bill extending the ACA subsidies. This is like the really big story this morning. Legislation that would extend the expiring Affordable Care Act tax credits with some guidelines. I could live with that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called the HOPE Act. Let's play cut 169. I hope so.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Now, the interesting part of this, of course, is the fact that the Republicans don't understand that health care is going to keep going up. They act like they're going to pass something to lower the cost of health care.
Yeah.
I wish we'd just get past this. I mean, these people watch what's going on in healthcare. They're so insulated from it, they don't know that you can't lower the cost of healthcare. The only way you can do it is with a universal healthcare plan, okay?
Right.
My God, what do I have to do? But it, yeah.
You've done everything you can
do,
John.
I've done everything I can.
Just keep reminding us. We've got to take care of it.
It's all on my shoulders.
No, it's not. Take a breather, buddy. Okay.
Okay. So. Okay. Okay. But anyway, this is a 2-year thing, and that's good at least. You know, these stupid robust anti-fraud provisions. I can't even imagine what they're talking about. Just leave us alone. It's a God. Oh. Okay. All right. Anyway, that's where I'm at on this thing.
Okay,
this afternoon. Gordy won't be here. He'll be seeing Paul McCartney, but we will have a guest I've been wanting to put on this program for ages.
Yeah, who?
It is Andrew Seidel.
Oh.
He's from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. I've got questions. He's talking about white nationalism in Christianity.
Okay.
We'll be talking about that this afternoon.
That's it from 2 until 5 this afternoon. It'll be Matt Rothschild in for me. That's going to do it for us. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. We hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening.
All right. See you later.
Bye-bye.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.